All right. Well, sorry for the delay there. Welcome to everyone. And as I think, so Olga's on, I'm on, Ken and Glenn and Rob are all on. Is anyone else on? I have the meeting maker. I should look at it, huh?
No, that's all, Chuck. And I have just received a message from Bertrand that he says he'll be on the call. So I have sent back a note to say please join right now.
Thank you. Okay, so Bertrand may be on. All right. Well, we've got the. I've added a few things to the agenda that I sent yesterday. Nothing significant, but based on Rob's note and a couple other things. Our main goal this morning then is just to kind of wrap things up on our immediate tasks and define the action items coming out of today. So any questions or comments on the agenda? Okay. All right. Rob pointed out that we may need to do something a little more formal with the OSC charter. So let's talk about that first. Here's my thinking on that, and I'd welcome any different thinking or modifications to my thinking from any of you. I think probably we ought to just prepare today a, not in the meeting, but just a simple motion for charter approval, and I'll submit that to the council for action in the next meeting. Any discussion on that?
Chuck, this is Rob.
Mm-hmm.
The only question I had there is whether you thought as a committee you all wanted to include the working charters as part of that package or whether you were just going to be submitting the committee charter itself.
Interesting point. What do others think? Sounds like a good idea to me or maybe just a link to those. What do you guys think?
Sorry, Rob, could you repeat because I got it not very clearly.
Sure, Olga. My only thought was that if you are submitting the OSC team chart and the committee to the council for approval, whether you were all considering also including as part of a package for approval the work team charters. I didn't even know if you thought that was necessary. I thought I'd suggest it.
This is Ken. I would just make one observation. The more you send to the council, the more they have to read, and the opportunity there is for more editing on what's been sent.
Yeah, this is Olga, but we will have to submit it someday. So if it's all together, maybe it's easier.
Does the OSC have to send its work team charters to the council for approval?
I don't think so, but they
all will see them when they're published, right? Everybody's
right,
going to see them.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're. I'd have to go back to the approved plan and so forth, and see whether that's required or not. I don't recall off the top of my head. Ken, with regard to your concern, I understand the concern perfectly well. In this particular topic, I don't think we're going to have to worry too much about people getting bogged down because of the detail. And if anybody does, I could easily suggest that and will that hey, these are draft charters that will be modified by the working group and come back to the OSC. But we just wanted the full picture to be there, something like that. That makes sense.
Sure.
I mean, it's not as if we're trying to hide anything. Again, you have some people that read things and some people that don't, so some people won't even look at all the details. So my inclination is let's go ahead and add links to the charters. And And that's a good idea. Any different thoughts on that?
Chuck, just to say Bertrand has joined.
Welcome, Bertrand.
Hi, sorry I was a bit late. Didn't want to disturb.
That's okay. We just got started because the council didn't approve the draft OSC charter that we sent forward. We're going to prepare a motion on that once we have final edits done on the OSC charter. There's a couple other things we're going to add. I don't know what time you came on, Bertrand, but we're Rob's going to add links to the. I put your name in for this, Rob. Rob was going to add links to the our work team charters.
I heard that.
Yeah, thanks. And Ken will do a quick formatting edit of each of the. Well, actually, I don't think we need a formatting edit on that. I think it's the working team charters that we need that. So I'll erase that on my notes.
Hey, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Ken again. You know, Rob and I were just looking at Section 6 in that document where you were asked about the editing.
Yeah.
That section was retained from the original as food for thought. There's actually a comment in there, and I guess we haven't actually decided whether we should keep it or remove it.
Yeah, okay, so we can talk about that one.
There we go.
Okay, that's good. That's good, yeah. Got it. That was... Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll talk about that, and then if we do keep that, it can be formatted. Thanks. All right. So it's probably easiest for someone who is going to once we have the edits finalized to draft a quick motion, and then you can provide the links to it. So. Rob or Ken, can one of you guys do that?
Just to confirm, Chuck, you're talking about links to the work team charters?
Yes, in the OSC charter.
Yes, certainly. At present, those links only point to draft, and at present they point to the former draft. As I noted in my emails to the committee, I wasn't going to repopulate those pages with the new versions until we had some feedback.
Yeah, I understand.
Feedback. Sure.
And you'll post, is it correct to assume that you'll post the latest OSC charter on the wiki?
That is correct.
Okay, and...
this is Ken. Chuck, one more thing. I remember something in one of the council calls where Audrey said something about maybe not submitting the OSC charter to the council until there were milestones.
That's okay. I'm going to disagree on that one. And
okay.
She has the ultimate call, but it's going to take a while for the OSC for the work teams to develop milestones, and I think we need some level of approval, even if they decide to do it on a contingent basis on what's there now. So if they can always turn our motion down, that's okay. But I think we go ahead and do that now. Rob or Ken, can one of you also then develop a simple motion?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions or comments on the OSC charter? And then and you'll distribute that to the OSC list first. Is that possible to do that today, Rob?
I can. Just to clarify, what you're looking for me to distribute? Yesterday, I distributed the charter and.
I saw everything you distributed, and that's what I had asked you to do on the list. So today, this particular thing is just I think the first action is let's add the work team charters to the OSC charter. So you probably can't do that until we finish any work on the work team charters, so that you have accurate link and everything's up to date. and then post the so you'll finalize then the OSC charter, post the it on the website, and then develop a motion for the council and distribute to the OSC list today. Does that work?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And then what I will do, it'll be I will submit the motion to the council. And Olga?
Yes, I can second it.
Thank you. any discussions or comments? Okay. All right. Let's go then to the work team charters one question I had on the work team charters is, should we add a link to the OSC and PPSC wikis at the very end of them so that there's that connection? And I'll just go by consensus on this group.
Seems fine.
Thanks. Anybody object to that? Okay. Ken and Rob, you guys will take care of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The work team rules have been added. Any comments or discussion on that? Okay, one of the things that came up in the PPSC is the issue of statements of interest. I haven't made, as you can tell, I haven't made an issue of that at all on this group. Maybe I should have. Certainly, we want people to be open and clear about their statements of interest, but I find that sometimes we spend an awful lot of time on statement of interest, and we know we all have interests. So, but I think, to be fair, we may need to include something in the draft charters about statement of interest, like I think the PPSC is doing. What do you guys think?
Well, just as a heads up to everybody, I did, based on your previous comments on the list, Chuck, incorporate a section for statements of interest in the work team rules for each of the draft.
Oh, it's in the work team rules. As you could,
yeah.
You would guess, I didn't have time to read through the whole thing.
Right.
So it's in there.
I did, and I took it directly from materials that Liz and the PPSC had developed based on previous council activity.
Okay, good. Okay, so there it is right there. Okay, I did such a quick skim because I didn't get up till about 5:30 this morning. So, all right. Great. Okay, any questions or comments on that? Oh, that's good. So that's included in the rule, work team rules.
Yeah, I have to make a minor edit that I noticed last night after I circulated. I had, in one of the references, referenced a number, so I'll make that minor change.
Okay, good. And we're going to add the links to the draft. We already did that. That was done. You've already added the links to the draft charters. Anything else in the work team charters?
The only other point, Chuck, that I'd like to note, and I noted in the email yesterday, but you guys may not have had a chance to see it, is somebody had asked whether to include the names of the interim chairs or to identify them on the wiki. I interpreted that as also an opportunity to add those interim chairs to the work team charter draft. And so Nathan, Olga, and Ken's names are on their respective draft charters, at least as proposed right now.
I think I was the one that raised that question. I did see that on your message this morning. So I was okay with that. Anybody not okay with that? Okay. All right. Anything else on the work team charters?
This is Ken. How about the question about whether or not that Section 6 should be in the GNSO operations charter?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Let's look at just that one then and see.
I'm lost. Which is the Section 6?
This is Ken. In the GNSO Ops Team Charter that was just sent out, if you go to that particular charter and look at the very bottom, there's a Section 6, BI.
Actually, that's true in every one of the charters. Basically, as I was doing the transfer from the wiki to the draft segments, I kept in each draft a list, Olga, of potential initial next action steps. Basically, it's food for thought for committee members, and I just left the open question whether you all wanted to incorporate those in the charters. Those have not been edited. They're simply, in many respects, just a list of to-do items and the rest. They weren't intended to be a part of the charters, mainly for discussion purposes, but it's something that is still in place in each of the charters and could easily be taken out or just used as further discussion for you guys in a separate document.
Yeah, and the lead-in sentence is, set forth below are a number of potential action steps necessary to establish the and begin the work of the GNSO. The only, I think it's okay, but if people would rather not have that, I'm not opposed to that. The lead-in sentence, I think there's one thing we probably should change. Set forth below are a number of potential action steps. And I would delete the word necessary. We can let them decide whether those steps are necessary, but they're because it's kind of conflicting anyway to say potential and then necessary. And the idea is that these are ideas for the work teams to use if it's helpful. What do you think? Should we just leave them out? Is anybody opposed to leaving these sections in each of the charters? Okay. What about the word necessary? Do you agree with me that we maybe should delete that, or is it helpful to have it there?
Delete it.
Delete it? Okay. Anybody opposed to deleting it? And then the last thing then is I would just clean up the formatting so that we use bullet type formatting and numbering formatting so that it's a little cleaner.
Will do.
Okay. So we're ready. Anything else then on the draft charters? So we'll leave that in and okay.
Chuck?
Yes.
This is Bertrand. Just a suggestion, not necessarily to be implemented here, but I see that in each of the charters for the working groups or work teams, there is a huge portion that is significantly similar regarding team membership, methodologies for taking decisions. It's usually point two, work team rules, three,
right.
and two and three, basically. Would it have been useful or maybe more compact to have these as a document that belongs to the OSC as a whole and says when the OSC creates a work team, those compositions and decision-making rules are the following, and to keep in the respective charters for each of the groups only the parts that relate to the objective, the chairs, and the calendar timetables.
Any thoughts on that from others?
Not necessarily to do it now, but why was it chosen to not separate it?
Well, I think the reason it was done the way it was is we wanted each of the team charters to be independent. Now you can obviously provide a link to make that happen. What we did, Bertrand, is to follow some patterns set on previous work group mm-hmm. charters that were used, and each of those had those separate elements in it. Now I think an interesting question that comes up out of your suggestion is there any reason maybe to include those common elements that will apply to all work teams in the OSC charter itself?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that raises an interesting question. The one concern I would have there, when we get to something like, for example, if any special focus work teams are created, the team membership may be a little bit different in those cases mm-hmm. because we may be looking for particular technical expertise or something like that, like, for example,
this is what I noticed in the GCOMT work team as opposed to the GCOT.
Right.
And this could be working precisely in this way, like embedding into the OSC charter a general methodology for establishing work teams and the general decision-making rules, with a provision that says whenever a team requires a specific type of membership or a specific exemption from the decision-making rules, it is mentioned in the charter as an exception. The reason why I raise this is, following the comments I was making earlier, I think we have a nice opportunity here. Even if we have five different working groups, three for the OSC and two for the PPSC, a certain number of common elements that come from previous experiences are in fact potentially be put together as common elements, and it is a portion of our work to identify what are the common elements that can be easily replicated. So it's not necessarily to do it now. I mean, now it's done. I don't want to change anything, but I think it's a good opportunity to see that in the charters for each of the work teams, we have portions that are specific and portions that are common. As much as possible, when you can move the common portions to a higher level, this helps the further establishment of new work teams without having to produce a new draft each time.
Right, right. Now that makes sense to me. What about to the rest of you on the call? Any comments on that? My suggestion then would, I think we do need to leave the detail of membership and the rules in the specific charters, but it seems like it would be helpful if we made reference to those in the same way that Bertrand is suggesting in the OSC charter. Now my question is, Rob and Ken, are you, by the way, Bertrand, I don't think that would be too big a task to add to the charter before we send it to the council for formal approval, the OSC.
I have Chuck, let me be very clear. I just was making this comment as a general methodology. It doesn't need to change anything at this moment. You have moved forward.
So in
and,
the future,
it's okay.
You're saying. So you're
yeah.
saying in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a good point. So, but you're okay with the charter the way it is now. But let's keep that in mind in the future when we do that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not to overburden right now. But it's the core of what we're trying to do is to identify what is generic,
right,
and what has to be specified in each subject.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So then maybe there's no action unless
mm-hmm.
Rob or Ken think differently. What are your thoughts on that? One of you want to speak to that?
This is Rob. I think it's an excellent suggestion. I was looking back at the proposed OSC charter itself, and perhaps what I'll do is look at that a little bit and see if there is a way to incorporate that. You know, in the OSC charter, we do have a 7B on the work teams, in which we do break out the individual charters for, and essentially the charter slash goals for each group. So there may be an element after special focus teams to indicate that work team rules will be consistent for each of the teams or something along those lines that points to the fact that the steering committee considered this and the approach that they're taking is to ensure that there is consistency. I'll take a look at that.
So are you suggesting, Rob, that that might be an easy add today?
Yeah, I think so. I propose to do it perhaps after the special focus team, just with a separate section in that B that says work team rules, and then incorporating a sentence that says, each work team will have a consistent set of rules based on the GNSO Council's working group model, and those are incorporated into each of the charters. And then I could even, as you suggested in the OSC charter, we'll have links to the wiki that refers to each of the team charters, at least in its draft form right now.
And the now, would a similar statement, it'd be probably a one-sentence statement or something like that, could that be added to the membership as well, noting that generally membership will be similar in each one, except where special expertise is needed?
Based on your suggestion, I'd just expand the sentence to say that the membership, I'll think of the appropriate words, but basically the membership rules and the work team rules would be similar across all the work teams.
With the provision for exceptions where special expertise is needed or something like that.
Yeah, that's a perfect addition.
Okay,
to that.
All right. Yeah, you can refine the language. Okay, if that's easy to do, then I think it's a very good idea.
Well, particularly if you accept the fact in what I circulated yesterday that the charter, at least because you do intend to go to the council with a formal motion, is open for some minor changes, including Wolf's addition of other participants in the OSC being the OSC work team chairs. So it would not be adding a new item. It would not be opening up the document. It's already needed to be opened up anyway.
Yeah, okay. Good. So that's a good idea. Anything else on the... now, this is what we're talking about right now then affects both the OSC charter and the work... Well, it doesn't affect the work team charters, but it does affect the OSC charter, so...
That's correct. That's the only thing that would affect. I'd do the insert right before heading C, which would be OSC operations. I just add another bullet there. What I may need to do is I'll just do the indent and do the necessary bolding of that.
And these are changes that I don't think we need to go back and get approval from the OSC. Correct me if you think I'm wrong on that, but rather we communicate what changes we made and I will do that basically in my meeting notes today. I think we can go ahead and move forward. None of these are material in the sense that they would create controversy, I don't think, but rather just make an overall improved document.
Well, any committee members that did object upon either to this recording or seeing your report would still have time prior to, because you'll have another committee meeting prior to the next council meeting at which your motion would be voted on. So there'd still be opportunities for some modifications.
Yeah, we could make some changes. And also there's actually opportunity, obviously, at the council level and even at the work team level for some of these things to change as they finalize their own individual charters and propose them back up to us. Okay, thanks, Bertrand. I think now let's go then to the invitation message.
Chuck, just one additional question. What was the final decision on the inclusion or non-inclusion of the Part 6 potential and next action steps? Is it going to stay in the charter, or is it going to be put separately?
I think that's best, because especially when you're getting new people, to leave it in the individual charters. And the reason I think that is because each of the work teams are probably going to have, hopefully, all different people. And some people are good at looking back to linked information. Because of the importance of those elements for each individual work team, I personally think that it's helpful to have that spelled out in each individual charter. But again, if others disagree with me, I'm open to that.
The thing is as the work evolves, the initial steps that are included in the charter become less relevant. So either we want to update, and we need to update the charter, which is a bit impractical, or we keep a portion of the charter that becomes less relevant as time moves forward. So I'm wondering whether having the initial action steps as a separate page on the wiki that is more naturally accessible once the wouldn't be better, because the charter is a fixed thing more or less, and the action steps are evolving with time.
Well, maybe the way to accommodate both of our concerns, Bertrand, would be under work team rules to specifically add a little note, maybe in there that makes it clear that these rules can be modified as needed with endorsement by the OSC. Does that something like that work? Because I think I understand your point with regard to there needs to be some flexibility. We don't want to make it too rigid. But
the thing is, if you want to update the action steps as the work progresses, if it is in the charter, either you have to update the charter and then you need to go back to the OSC to update the charter, whereas it is the normal working schedule of the team, or you have to basically replicate in any case on another page the point six that is here, which is the initial work program.
Well, let me think about that, because which things under work rules do you think this would apply to? Give me an example of where that, because I thought these are pretty general and workable without having to go back. Because I'm on the same page with you. I don't want the work team to have to go back to the OSC every time they make some little improvement in their charter. But I thought these are general enough that may not be the case.
No. The rules in general are general. The only point I was relating to was the part six, potential initial / next action steps.
Oh, okay. Let me go down to that. Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't clear enough.
No, I think you were. I think I was just a little slow. So which part of section six, or is it all of section six?
All of section six, basically, because the structure of the of any of those charters has basically some common rules that are part two and three. There are specific elements to this charter which are the potential timeline or the chair and the composition, if there are any specific requirements, and the subject that the work team is doing. This fits perfectly in the charter because it is constant from the beginning to the end.
You know what?
Part six is the beginning. And if you update it, then you have to change the charter, basically. And if you don't update it, as the work moves forward, you still have in the charter something that was just the initial part, and you will need another page anyway.
And my apologies for not zeroing in on Section 6 with regard to your comments, because now I see why we were going a little bit different directions, is because I was focusing on the rules and the membership on that comment, and you're focusing on 6. And it's your comment really makes even more sense with regard to Section 6. In fact, I look at, and forgive me for rushing ahead on that, but that may have been a mistake. Section 6 looks like it's more next steps for the steering committees than it is next steps for the, or at least part of it is more for the steering committees than they are for the work teams anyway. You know, for example, formation of the GOT. That's really more of an OSC task than it is a work team task. And I'm wondering if this section is needed at all. And let's just take a couple minutes and everybody glance through it and make sure this even makes sense in the work team charters. Number one does, I think. Does it? Does it not? Mm-hmm. Because we are asking them to do that. But the formation of the GOT is as much or more of a OSC task that, as than it is a work team task.
Well, that's perhaps, this is Rob, that's perhaps mislabeled. Formation meant, I think, the logistics. When this originally was put together, this list, you know, schedule the team meeting, announce who's participating, invite people, set up the mail contact list. A lot of those are more staff to-dos than even the work team itself.
So would it make sense to put most of this in a general sense in the charter, in the OSC charter, and eliminate it? I mean, is it, like number two, is there really any value in having number two in the individual work team charters?
Actually, if I may, I think most of what is in six is fine and relates to the work teams. My comment was not to move it up to the OSC, but to move it somehow down into a different page, because this is something that the team will be doing, but it will be updated, because once the work has been launched, the item is basically ticked. It's being done, so we move to another stage. So the comment was more to take the whole of six out of the charter and on a specific separate page on the wiki that basically says task schedule or something like that, so that it can be easily updated. Otherwise, this section six, if we want to update it, or if the teams want to update them in order to follow their work program, they will need to update the charter, which needs to go back to the OSC, and it's not necessary. And on the other hand, if it is not updated, we will have a charter that keeps for the whole duration of the teamwork the initial steps that are now completely, that are completed.
Right. So what you're suggesting then, and again, forgive me for being slow at getting this, is actually putting section 6 on the wiki, and then just making reference to it in this document and each of the
exactly
three.
And says and the charter would say the calendar or the time plan is accessible at the following address,
and it's in this case it's thoughts on that from others. I think I finally get it.
I this is Olga. I understand perfectly what Bertrand is saying. I'm just wondering if this timetable is really not a part of the charter. I mean, we are just moving through a whole process, and this is really relevant. So this is my only concern.
Well, notice first of all that Section 6 isn't a timetable. It's
or
just initial action
steps. Or, so these steps, I think they are very important. So if we put them away, I don't know if we are minimizing the relevance. That's only comment. But I think you're right, Bertrand. You're totally right.
Let me make sure I understand, Olga. Then you kind of are in the thinking that maybe it'd be good to leave them here, but you're okay with moving them to the wiki? Or do you support moving them to the wiki and having a reference to them here?
I would reference them there, but I think that this whole change is a big, important part of the whole process. So next steps are, for me, part of the charter.
So, Olga, then, how would you implement Bertrand's suggestion?
Maybe we can leave some issues of it and put the more detailed content in other part of the wiki.
Yeah. Okay.
Chuck, may I make a suggestion? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is just Rob. I was going to interject that perhaps the best way to handle this, and I started this off by just putting this for comment purposes at the end of the charters, so my apologies. But my thought is that within there's two options. One, you could just cut it completely, and we could put it on the wiki. And given the fact that we have three interim chairs from the OSC, those interim chairs could simply point to the wiki and say, new work team, this is, you know, these are the expectations that have been previously developed. Take a look at them and use them as a guide for your first action. The second alternative could be looking at each of the work team charters. We do have this section on work team rules. There's even a broken out section called milestones. You could conceivably have a section called next steps, or even call it milestones and next steps, and say a list of suggested initial action steps for the work team are identified on the wiki, and then give a link to the wiki.
Go ahead, Bertrand.
Yeah, I think the middle ground to make things easier is to do as follows. Keep the initial action steps as they are, and put the link to the ongoing timetable on the wiki at the end of part 4 that says the team should develop a timeline for review and approval and make a comment that says the work program of the work team will be accessible at the following address on the wiki.
Now, Rob, it seems to me that that's what Bertrand said is consistent with the second alternative that you proposed, or it could be made consistent.
Mm, yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, he's actually suggested a better part of the charter to put that in. So
yeah.
I will propose that. I will draft up the language, include that sentence at the end of Section 5, calendar timetable. I will then cut from each of the work teams charters these potential initial action steps and repopulate them on the wiki in an appropriate heading that is accessible from a link that will be in each of the charter documents.
And so the reference, so there will be references under Section 5 to both milestones and initial action steps in this document, or in the team charters, is that right?
I'd follow Bertrand's suggestion to the letter, just in having it say milestones and potential action steps, recognizing that in the previous section of the agreed work team rules that all the committee members agreed to, you do have a section that says milestones. And in it, it says WT milestones to be developed by the work team, proposed to the OSC for approval, and added after OSC approval. So I think you're treating the milestones, at least as drafted, separately from the next steps or from the action steps.
Right.
I think that's perfectly appropriate.
That sounds okay to me. Olga, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ken, any comments?
Well, that sounds good to me.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks.
Just a final comment. In the three different charters, the order of the paragraph of the part 5 and the part 4 are sometimes introverted. So sometimes calendar timetables comes before staff support, or sometimes afterwards. For instance, in the upstream charter, it's staff support 4 and calendar timetables 5. And if I'm not mistaken, on the two others, on the GCOMT, it's 4 calendar milestones and 5 staff support. And on the GCOT, it's likewise 4 calendar timetables and 5 staff support. Would make more sense to keep in the 3 of them the order that is used in the GOT, which is first staff support, which is generic, then calendar timetables as 5 with the reference to the wiki, and then the 6 of with the initial action steps.
Now, will there still be a section 6 based on what Rob was suggesting he did?
I think yes, we agreed that the middle ground was to keep initial action steps whenever that's needed.
Okay.
And then to have the link at the end of what would be now 5 calendar timetables, something that says the specific or the detailed timetable is accessible on the wiki at the following address.
That makes sense to you, Rob?
Yes, sir.
You're okay? You're clear? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I have one very minor nitpick, and that is I don't think colons are needed in headings of sections in the document. That's why they're in a different format and caps or whatever. So now in the case where there's a list that immediately follows, I think the colon's fine. Any disagreement with that?
No.
Okay.
No.
As you have said that, I've removed the colon from the various drafts I have on my hard drive. I've also changed the order in the charter as Tron suggested to move staff support to the after the calendar time came.
Now, for the sake of the and rather than confusing things with redline documents, for the sake of the committee members, most of which are not on this call, it would be very helpful, and Rob, you've been really good about this anyway, so I probably don't even need to say this, that you do a very brief summary of what changes were made based on what the committee members saw before, and let them know that what they are, and of course we're going to attach the latest version so that they can quickly look at those. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, and I'll make it as one complete holiday package of documents for the various committee members who have already departed. And that way it'll be a nice package that everybody can look at their leisure and then discuss on your meeting on the 5th.
Okay. All right. Now, anything else on the OSC charter or the team charters?
Just one point of clarification. I did indicate in the message I circulated yesterday that the committee did agree on the generic work team rules that we then inserted into the various draft charters. As a committee, you all still need to approve the individual work team charters. And so that is still a point of order that will need to be resolved, and you can decide, Mr. Chairman, whether you want to do that on the email list or at the next meeting.
Well, first of all, now obviously we've made some changes today, but I don't think any of them are material in terms of what the OSC members supported. But my understanding, it wasn't totally clear with regard to Steve Metalis, but my understanding on the list prior to this meeting, everybody has essentially approved the work team charter, so I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, they never had them in this form. They had approved, I guess, the previous versions, and then they approved inserting the generic rules in. So if you accept that as approved, everyone's fine with that, then obviously that's...
Well, notice on my message to the list, I said the work team charters, including the work team rules. I'm pretty sure I said that. And so I think we're okay there, but let's approach it this way if nobody objects, and that is that We're going to assume that the work team charters are approved because we don't think we made any material changes to content today. And if anybody disagrees with that, they can let us know. And we still have time, as somebody else has pointed out today, to make adjustments if we find some. But I think at this stage, because it's going to take a while to get the work teams going, that it's better to just keep moving and not wait for another formal approval of the charters. Any disagreement with that? Then let's go that route. Is that okay, Rob?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, with regard to the invitation message, you got Steve's suggestions. Did anybody else have any suggestions on the invitation message?
Mr. Bauer did and circulated that just to me and Liz this morning. Ken, I don't know if you'd like to go to that or not.
Sure. That was on the...
on the invitation.
Yeah, okay, let me just open it. All my changes are tracked, so I can tell you what I did. I made just some wording changes. Like in the title, help build the new GNSO, it used to read, volunteers are now being accepted for GNSO implementation work, teams that will develop GNSO improvement implementation plans. And I just changed it to, volunteers are now being accepted to join work teams that will develop GNSO improvement implementation plans. A little less redundant, and I think it's so.
Nice change.
And then in the next paragraph, I changed the after incubators, it said where, I changed it through which. So it reads, the GNSO is creating 5 new work teams to be the incubators through which new GNSO policies, processes, rules, tools, and resources, not are, but will be proposed and developed by members of the ICANN community.
Good change.
And then the after the next one, it says, we encourage you to participate in one of the work teams. It now reads, if you do have an interest in participating, please send a message to, and we need to put that address in, indicating which work team you want to join. Please include in the message your name, affiliation, company/organization, position/title. In other words, I just cleaned up some of the language in there. You'll see it. I'll leave my track changes on.
Yeah, that's good, and none of them, they all sound...
This is all just, this is just sort of grammatical formatting stuff. Then down much lower where we have background information and scope of the work teams, since background information was centered, I also centered scope of the work teams since they're both... And in that first sentence, the word is should have been are, I think.
Which sentence were?
Background information and the scope of each newly chartered teams are summarized below.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Just real quickly, Ken, if I can capture, you made a quick reference to the website. Glenn is on the line, and I wanted to acknowledge that Glenn has volunteered for the message to go to GNSO Secretariat at ICANN.org. So she'll be... assessing the initial expressions of interest and those SOIs that are coming in for the various work teams. That'll be the address that we'll use as the standard place to indicate their interest in volunteering.
Thanks, Glenn.
Yes, pleasure, because as you know, Chuck, I did that for the IBN groups and for the Who Is.
Yeah.
And it worked quite well all coming to one place, because then if it goes to a couple of places, you're never sure if you've collected them all.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You probably remember a comment I made in one of the early drafts of this, that I was concerned about separate emails for each one. So, by the way, Ken, you centered scope of the work teams. It's in italics as well.
I took the italics out.
Okay, good. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I fixed that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Anything else, Ken?
Let's see. No, just formatting after that.
Yeah, good.
No,
okay.
No other time.
And what I'd like to do is to, as soon as this is in final form, and I have it, even before people on the committee will do any responding, because I don't think we're going to see much activity between now and before New Year's. So I'd like to go ahead and send it to Jeff Newman, and let's see who's his who's the alternate chair for the PPSC.
That's Jay Scott.
Jay, okay. I'd like to send it to them and see if we can just suggest with them, hoping that I can get a response from them during the holidays, that we go ahead and move forward with this. And as soon as we get, if I can get concurrence from them, then maybe we can get this process started. So first of the year, the invitation's out there and ready to go. If we have to wait until the 1st of January, that's okay, but I'd like to keep it moving if it's possible. Anything else on the invitation? Nice work, Ken.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Never mind. We've already covered that. Looks like we're okay on that. Action items for the next meeting. I'll make those clear in my message, my meeting notes that I'll send out shortly. We've got a lot of them certainly for Ken and Rob and me and Glenn and so forth. I'll work with the with Jay, Scott, and Jeff, make sure we're coordinating well with them, because especially with regard to the draft invitation, they're involved as well. I think I know what all the action items are. Again, I'll make those clear in the notes that I send around. Any questions on action items? Our next meeting, as decided last time, what will be the 5th of January, same time, same station. Any other business? Okay, this is primarily logistics, but important logistics and some key action items. So thanks, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas or any other holiday that you celebrate, and a very Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Same to you, Chuck. Same
thank
to
you,
everybody.
Chuck.
Likewise.
Thanks for all the great contributions from everybody on this call
thank
today.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chuck. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Glenn.